some last rites for a certain familiar weather pattern that has been with us for a year.
The El Nino is effectively dead.
Pronouncing it dead, Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey at the same time. Being born and rapidly developing now, its opposite, La Nina.
It does appear that La Nina is starting to take hold of the rains here.
And there's some trepidation with that. Rippey says in some years when we see a rapid change from strong El Nino to La Nina.
Historically, there is an increased risk of crop losses, to be blunt about it.
Two sample years, 1983 and 95, which started great like this year, but La Nina kicked in July.
We went into a very hot, dry weather pattern with significant impacts on corn and soybeans.
But Rippey says this doesn't always happen when El Nino changes quickly to La Nina. But there's enough historical precedents to cause some worry. So, Brad, what's going to happen this year?
Well, that's the big question for July and beyond.
I knew he was going to do that. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.